Social care is an integral part of our society and economy. Adult social care covers social work, personal care, and practical support for younger and older adults over 18 with a physical disability, learning disability, physical or mental illness. It also includes safeguarding for those at risk of harm and abuse, drug or alcohol dependency, as well as support for unpaid carers. Around 950,000 adults in England receive some form of long-term social care support, which is focused on enabling a sustained and independent quality of life. We all share a commitment to ensure that adults that need extra care are well looked after, but it is widely recognised that the social care system could be working better, both for the people using it and for those caring for others. Successive governments have pledged reform, but none have delivered. Far too many people face unpredictable costs for their care, while the quality of the care received can be inconsistent, despite the best efforts of our dedicated workforce. This government is committed to reforming the adult social care system in England in order to meet the increasingly complex needs of an ageing population, as well as those of younger adults who need support. These health and social care challenges are interrelated. An important element in an improved system will be better integration between health and social care, so that care becomes less fragmented and people are cared for in the right place for their needs. People with health and care needs should not have to shoulder the burden of coordinating the services they use, and we must reduce the number of people in hospital that would be better cared for at home or in specialised care. Better integration will also mean a more holistic approach to the delivery of care that brings together national and local systems. Further, it will demand a continued focus on preventative care so that fewer people require hospital care and those preparing for major treatment get support at the right time.